It's time to get into the kitchen with Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. New this year, a familiar face. Angie Buscelli is with us. This week, she's with Noted Eater, her husband Tony Buscelli, and Chef Tony, and they have a fantastic fish favorite.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're in this beautiful Dreamfinders Homes model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community. And look what the cat drug in. We got the big cat himself, my other half, and the other Tony from Publix, Chef Tony. I'm surrounded.
I thought I was the better half and better Tony.
No. Other.
Well, you're still the better Tony in this case. Yeah, but
No. We're in a kitchen. Trust me. You are the better Tony.
Hey, I'm going to take what I can get here. Hey, you know,
Angie, are you actually going to touch some of this food to cook it?
If you need me to make this, I can make anything you want.
Let's go.
All right. Hey, Angie said you love fish tacos. So yeah. I figured I'd take your spin and my spin and put it together. So we're going to do a blackened fish taco today. Perfect. So in that bowl, if you'll go ahead and grab that whisk and whisk that together. Garlic powder.
Whisking is kind of stirring, right?
It is. A little bit slower. Now keep it in the bowl, though. There we go. We have dried thyme, paprika, cayenne pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, salt and pepper. And once it's mixed nice and thoroughly, that's a great job right there. I mean, did you have good hand technique on the line? I can tell right here.
Well, you know, one of my hobbies is cooking.
I like it.
So a lot of the time, spare
someone
time.
Someone get a picture of this, please.
Hey, well, every Monday I hear you roasting a couple of fellows on the radio.
That's exactly right.
All right, so that's mixed up perfectly. Angie, if you'll take, we have snapper today. You can use mahi-mahi, flounder.
We like snapper.
Pompano, whatever it is. Just put it in there and press it. And once we get it all covered, we're going to walk over to... they're clean.
Always.
They're clean. Beautiful.
Never trust her.
You're so ornery.
Come on, I'm just making sure. I mean, if I'm going to eat this.
It's going to be delicious, too. Yeah, you're going to like it.
When do you turn down food?
Well,
exactly.
Well, it's a new Tony, you know what I mean? I mean, eat good protein, good fiber, healthier food.
This is what I like. This is good.
Awesome. We'll get that one done.
I'll get an extra pepper.
Cayenne pepper. I'm trying here.
All right. Awesome. Let's turn back over to the stovetop here. I have a cast iron pan roaring on high heat right here. I mean, it is screaming. No oil in this dish because what's going to happen is when we put the fish in, it's going to create a bed of hot air to cook underneath it. And with the spices going, that's what's going to blacken it. We'll give it about 2 to 3 minutes on each side. Turn it over. Make sure it's cooked through. It'll be ready.
Is there a certain temperature? I mean, as far as can you have, like, if it was like a medium rare or something, or do you want to cook it all the way through with the snapper?
145 is where you can go. Okay. That's a good temperature for fish. But we'll take it out of the pan. We'll wrap it in some lettuce, right?
I'm ready to
eat. Mango salsa, pico, and some cheese.
When do we start?
As soon as it's done.
Oh, okay.
That's a good start in the kitchen. And for the full blackened fish tacos recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.